1, 2, 3, 4.
And welcome to another edition of 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm Paul Gough. Got some great tunes for you. We're currently listening as our opening gambit, the music of Gushing Cloud, which is the nom de plume of Corey Bengston. And if you head to his Bandcamp site, you'll find a lot of releases. He started out in 2004. That one is 10 years old now, from the Prism Shelter EP is a way of opening the program. Ogre's Wit, but his most recent releases there, plus lots more. If you like this kind of sound, I think it's really clever, beautifully put together. Extensional Considerations Volume 1 is his latest album, but there's a lot there for you to digest. On this edition of the program, we'll hear great new tracks from Pure X. I've been really enamored with a label that I'd kind of forgotten about for a little while, Rusted Rail out of Ireland. The brand new single from A Lilac Decline, which is so beautiful. We'll end the program with the same kind of energy that we're going to start with, albeit in a different genre, the sound of Datura 4, and you'll know Dom Mariani from his work with Some Loves and Stems. Well, his great new album of West Coast Americana will feature a track from that. But let's start with the sounds coming out of Sydney. This is a great new release from Sydney trio Key Out. Their latest album's coming out on Half a Cow, called Anthropomorphia. And this song, when it kicks into gear, it channels the motoric path of New Order. There's a wonderful feeling in this particular track. I hope you like it. This is Key Out and Chorus. Thank you. couple of very punchy tunes to kick off this edition of 1234. That's from Warm Digits. It's a great release that's just come out on Memphis Industries called Flight of Ideas. And these two that make up Warm Digits have been playing around for quite a while, since 2008, but mostly in a live setting. But they were finally seduced into the studios and they've released some pretty amazing albums. This one I like a lot because of their connection to some of their favourite artists from the UK where they're from. Peter Bruce of Field Music is a fellow Novocastrian. Sarah Cracknell of Saint-Étienne. And this duo who have a deep love, and you can hear it throughout the whole album, of the motoric sounds of krautrock, the likes of Neu and Kraftwerk. Also the electronic sort of blurry lines of Boards of Canada, but a wonderful duo that have just fleshed it out to a special release. Wireless World is the name of the album from Warm Digits. And we started out with Key Out. Look out for their album Anthropomorphia that's come out on Half a Cow. Half a Cow out of Sydney have been going for a long time. And the more recent issues, I mean, I've loved all the older stuff, but it's good to see a label that is still banging out some great tunes. And if you sort of saying to yourself, who was on Half a Cow? Well, you've only got to think back to Smudge, Dog Trumpet, Warmer, who have a great new album coming out soon. I could go on and on and on. Great legacy of music already tucked up their sleeve, but new things still coming out. Key Out Chorus. As we started off this edition of 1234, so many great tunes around, and I always take great pleasure in sharing them with you. Now to a duo who have such an incredible CV behind them as far as their contribution to pop music in Australia. Josh Meadows has been in my collection for a very long time, part of Sugar Gliders, the Steinbecks, and then you have Nick Batterham teaming up with him, and of course his work with the Earthmen, Cordrazine and Blindside. These two really know how to write a great pop song, so it's great to know they got together for this album as the Bell Streets. It's called A Monument and it's come out on the Pop Boomerang imprint, and there's some nice little cameos on there from the likes of Kelly Day from Broads, which just lifts it that extra notch. This is really timeless pop music that I think is fantastic. From the Bell Streets, this is Fragile.
You know your own mind, you say what you believe, you dive underwater, know when not to breathe. Up on the rope swing, you jump off the rocks, you are a dead devil, as a fox. And you're fragile, a feather on the sea. You're fragile, ice in January heat. You're fragile, I wanna protect you. You're fragile, but I'm fragile too. You know you You say what you believe. You dive underwater, knowing not to breathe. Up on the rope swing, you jump off the rocks. You're a real dead devil, quick as a fox. And you're fragile,
gorgeous, hazy, sun-drenched sound there from A Lilac Decline. The track called Sunset Song has just recently come out on the Rusted Rail imprint. I'll have a link to it as usual. so you can track down the music. And you would have heard Cecilia's voice in recent times when I played the track that was all about isolation from Loner Deluxe. She featured on that with Keith Wallace of Loner Deluxe and Rusted Rail. And I have written to each other for a long time, but I'd sort of lost track of the music. And so now I'm excited all over again to discover and to keep up to date with these new releases. But she has this wonderful touch with her sound, otherworldly, sort of rooted in the 60s, that psychedelic hue, Lilac Decline. There's other releases up on the Bandcamp page, but just keep an ear out. I'll certainly let you know when there's something else down the track. She plays most of the instruments on the release as well. Prior to A Lilac Decline from Bell Streets. And as I said, you team up two really great songwriters and, you know, you're never quite sure how it's all going to pan out. But I have to say, as I listened to the Bell Streets album, I was sated. I was excited because here were two chaps whose music I've played on many programs over time. And it's great when that teaming up works, and it does beautifully with Bell Streets. Nick and Josh, congratulations, the track Fragile. This is 1234, a little show that explores all manner of music. You never quite know what you're going to get on each program. This next one, I've been, again, sitting on this for a little while. It came out, I think, maybe last month. It's the music of Jackie Lynn, second release for this group, and the artist isn't called Jackie Lynn. That's just the name of the band. It features the vocals of Hayley Four, who releases music under the name Circuit de Dieu. And I'm pretty sure I played that back on the old days of the ABC. Music from another zone is probably the best way of putting it. But interesting that she's teamed up with a group you're more likely to hear on the Quiet Space in Bitchin' Bar Jars. But this music, I guess, kind of straddles all the sounds that they sort of put together with a more country edge, would you believe? It's pretty amazing, I've got to say, this release, and really caught me off guard. The storylines themselves echo some kind of avant female trucker. And there's some really incredible tracks on there that have a very spooky edge, as with the one I'm going to share with you called Dream Street. There's even a cameo on this release from Ben Chasney of Six Organs of Admittance. So this is a very sideward step for some more underground musicians who have just taken this wonderful left turn, and the results are an incredible surprise for me, and that's why I want to share this track with you. See if you like it. Jackie Lynn, Dream Street.
Oh,
There's a group who haven't released an album for 6 years. Their last was in 2014 called Angel, and they kind of just disappeared. But, you know, I like it when you sort of read that in online articles, but the reality is people have lives. They move on. Maybe they hit a bit of a hole. They aren't quite sure where to move on musically. But they did it in a clever way. Pure X, a quartet from the US. And what they did was they reformed in 2018 and just started doing things slowly and quietly and have popped out with this album, which seemingly have caught people off guard, called Middle America. I shared with you the track Hollywood, which is a little more low-key. Some of the other tracks burst with distortion and some big guitar sounds, but there's this strong melodic core that runs through Pure X's album Middle America. It's come out on the Fire Talk imprint. Check it out if you like that kind of sort of gritty pop music. I do. Jackie Lynn prior to that. An album, as I said, when you look on paper and the names involved, you're expecting something quite different. And it's a wonderful surprise when you dive into the whole release. Jacqueline by Jackie Lynn is the name of the release. You've been listening to 1234. I'll make this a short edition of the program, but I'll be back with more because there's a lot to talk about. Look, you know, the thing is I could just do show after show, sadly, at the moment of inspirational musicians who have left us since I've last made a program for you. Tony Allen, Florian Schneider of Kraftwerk, Little Richard, and I read with great sadness today that Richard Lane, the foundation member of the Stems, a stomping 60s garage band that emerged out of the West and took over the East Coast, in fact, the whole of Australia. I am a very big fan of the Stems. Well, Richard Lane has passed away. And really sad news. The Stems in recent years have played some great shows around the country. I'll leave you with a track not from the Stems, but I read that as I was looking into the most recent effort from Datura 4, which is Don Mariani of that great band. And this is his most recent effort that came out in April called West Coast Highway Cosmic. Datura 4 play around with more boogie rock than the 60s garage stompers of the Stems or the sort of power pop leanings of the Some Loves, but somehow they managed to channel a little bit of the essence of all of those things, and I guess that makes sense with Don Mariani at the helm. And this song I really love because it seems to be the nice sort of Venn diagram between all those different kinds of sounds I've mentioned. There's certainly some absolute rock and roll stompers on there, but as a way of closing this edition of the program, and as I said, sad news about the passing of Richard Lane, originally of the Stems, I'll leave you with this track from Datura 4. This is Give. the sounds of Datura 4 and Give as a way of rounding out this edition of 1234, episode 150. Yay! I'll raise a glass in your direction. If you'd like to know more about the program, well, firstly, you can see all the details of the tracks I've played. The links take you directly to the artists so you can support them. But if you'd like to help support me and what I'm doing, then please get in touch. pp@pimpod.com is my email. I'm Paul Gough. I look forward to your company very soon.